Hello and welcome back to the podcast. And I'm really excited today to have this conversation around being a mom and running a startup myself and also building my other business, my design business alongside my startup. So I must say, life is overwhelming. I've got a 3-year-old little girl and I've got a 1-year-old little boy. He's 16 months and she is 3 years and 1 month, and so much fun to be around. However, as you can imagine, the early starts in the morning at 5 a.m. and the late finishes. So by the time I have finished work at 5-6 o'clock, then I've made some tea, or at least prepped tea. Then we go and collect them from nursery. Then we come back, and then it's like a whirlwind of giving them a snack, getting them changed, maybe giving them a bath, watching a little bit of TV with them, reading a book, the fight to actually get into the pajamas, which is never easy, and handling all the meltdowns that come with it, with the 2 dogs running around, and then trying to do a little bit of your own stuff in between, like actually eat our tea, which is not something we always get time to do before we pick them up from nursery. Maybe have time for ourselves. Yep, just does not happen. So I wanted to chat with you today just about my own experience in running a business and enabling others to believe that it is possible to be successful even when you don't feel like you've got much time. So throughout my life, I have constantly been somebody who likes to keep busy. And people always say to me, you're always doing something. Do you not need to slow down or stop or take 5 minutes for yourself? And I would say that's great, but that's just not the way my brain works. My brain is, is something that likes to be stimulated all of the time. And recently I had my ADHD diagnosis, but actually I see it as my superpower because I am hyper-focused when it comes to work and doing something that I love. So I'm very fortunate that within my work and my day-to-day life, I can actually get on and do a lot of things. Now, there are areas where it does hold me back and I do feel really overwhelmed. And it's things like when I look around my office and I realize actually I've got so many things that I want to get done and have set up, and so many things that I want to do and achieve. And I'm somebody who was just born, for whatever reason, to learn. I love to learn. Like, cooking is something that I get a great sense of satisfaction out of. I want to learn this year how to bake. Rock buns are not something that I can continue to keep making. And as my husband said the other week, I made something that was meant to represent a cookie and he thought it was a pizza. So I need to get a little bit better at that, but that is something that I do for a bit of downtime. So to others, downtime looks like sat with your feet up watching Netflix. For me, I'm just a little bit too busy-minded to just sit and do nothing. I like to be doing something with my hands or, you know, multitasking. But I find when I'm cooking, it's a time where I go into my own little world and I'm not actually thinking about anything. Sometimes I can put on a podcast and it's a great time that I have just for me. Or sometimes, you know, my little girl will get involved and she'll, you know, try to whisk things as well. And, you know, the day that she is able to really help me and actually enjoy it herself will be the day that I think that, you know, amazing, I can actually do something with somebody else that I thoroughly enjoy and they enjoy it too, and we both get something out of it. But there is this desire, there's always this desire. You have an idea and you want to run with it. And this has been, I would say, my downfall throughout my many years of running my own business. I come up with an idea, I want to run with it. And you know what? I go all in. I'm an all or nothing sort of person. You don't get a half-assed approach. I'm sort of like, let's get this shit done. And I will go for it. But to my detriment, I also get bored quite easily. Now, over the years, I would say over the past 2 years especially, I've really learned to hone in on what it is that I'm doing and focus. And the only way that I've been able to do that is with utilizing objectives and key results, which is a framework for goal setting, and it's very outcome driven, and it helps you to really define what it is that you're looking to achieve from a long-term vision perspective, and then break it down to see what it is that I need to work on today. Because a lot of the times, especially within the new year, we're all setting new goals, and it can get really overwhelming because we're thinking, we want to achieve this, this, and this, and this. But what is it we need to work on today to achieve those long-term goals or visions? And that's where the OKR framework is really helpful, because you only ever have 5-term long-term objectives. And within those, you have then key results, and they're ways that you measure if your objective is being obtained. And then within those key results, you then have tasks, and it can work really amazingly well with teams and workplaces, where you can distribute those key results to team members and give them a little bit of accountability and responsibility. And I really like it because it enables me to give focus. And now I get into a real habit of going, right, is this new thing that I want to do part of my long-term vision or one of my key results? And if the answer is no, then I have to park it. And a lot of the time, I actually find that those things that I want to do are just actually masking something else that's going on. So for example, I don't know if you've ever done this before, you've been like sat at your desk working, and then all of a sudden you decide you want to become the world's best organizer, start organizing the whole of your pantry or your bathroom cupboards, or you decide you want to be the next master chef, so you're whipping something up in the kitchen and you realize, actually, I'm so busy right now. But for some reason or another, I want to do this. And what we're actually doing is we're using the avoidance tactic. We're avoiding something that's going on deep inside. It might be a really hard task that we've got going on. And I've been there, and I've been sat working on something, or I know I've got to start working on something, and we'll find something else to do. Something that's a little bit more exciting. Now, I would say the fortunate position that I'm in now is I have the ability to recognize those things. It does not mean at all that those things do not come up. And I have days where I still, spend 10, 15 minutes, whipping up some Ferrero Rocher chocolate balls in the fridge just so I can eat them all in that afternoon because I'm having a bit of a hormonal day or something like that. At the end of the day, we are all human. But I just wanted to share with you that even though life can be sometimes really stressful or overwhelming, having 2 children, running a full-time business, we're also renovating our property. We've done a couple of renovations in the past. We've invested and we've flipped some properties as well. And we've made some money, which has put us in a really fortunate position to buy the property that we live in today. And we have big ideas for it now, thankfully. And thankfully, I use the OKR framework because my home is also within my long-term vision of what I want to achieve. So my personal and business goals are sort of tied in together. But then I break them down in tasks using Todoist. And I do this now with all my clients because it's so important that when you're working with me, you have that long-term success strategy. What does that look like? And, you know, is what we're going to be working on meaningful? There's a massive difference between being busy and actually being productive and doing something that is actually going to move the needle, because that's the most important thing. And on top of all these other things that I've got going on, you know, I've got family members who've got health issues, you know, very close, immediate family members, as a matter of fact. And, you know, they're constantly, the stress and the impact that that has as well also has, you know, impacted in the past on my well-being. So I have to really make sure that I can manage that. And I find that with all of that, and even with, you know, the kids' parties that pop up, the nursery sending out memos to say, can you make sure that they bring in X, Y, or Z the next day, you know, fancy dress or bringing in an item or something like that. Even with everything that life throws at you, you know, even the good things like planning holidays and hen do's and all those other different types of things that happen in your life, you actually say to yourself, where do I find the time? Now, if you're starting a business and you're concerned about, I just don't find the time to do everything, I just don't know where I'm making the time or how I'm going to get to do this, that and the other, chances are you've not got a major problem, but you have a problem in the sense of you haven't prioritised what it is that you need to do properly. So if you are too busy during your working hours, for example, and or just in daily life, and you're saying, I don't really know what's going on here, I'm just not finding the time to work on those things I actually want to, you've just got a prioritization problem. So yes, it's not a major problem, but it is a problem that you need to sort out if you want to actually become successful. And I'm just going to throw a few statistics out here, but 90% of startups fail, which is a really, really scary number, and only 10% make it into that successful club. And fear of failure is a massive thing for, you know, the people that I work with. They want to actually become successful. And I know, so I also have an e-commerce startup. It's been going now. It's in the growth phase, but we would still class ourselves as a startup, still a small business, got multiple staff members, but we've got big ambitions for that over the next, I'd say, 2 to 3 years, with an ambition to turn over 10 million in revenue. And we're doing really, really well at achieving what we are to date. But we want to continue to grow. And how do you do that if you don't have a framework like OKRs? Honest to God, you just have to have something that is going to keep you accountable and also help you to prioritize what it is you need to do right now. So when I go into my Todoist is a software that I use for task management. My tasks are all linked to key results. My key results are all linked to the main objectives. And for that, I use another tool currently called Witsmate, which I am a shareholder of that company as well. And combining those two platforms really just gives me clarity. If there's one thing that I could actually pass over to anybody within the past 12 months of what's really, really helped me is gaining clarity. If you don't have clarity on what direction you're going in or what it is that you need to work on within the next 2 hours, and you don't have that clarity of who you are as a business, who your dream customer is, who you're talking to, what your strategy is, what's your plan for achieving X, Y, and Z, what's your exact monthly revenue, and how many leads that you need to get per day, how many sales do you need to make, how many staff members do you need. If you don't have that level of clarity, then you're always going to feel like you're on that never-ending hamster wheel. You're just going to keep feeling like you're going and you're going and you're busy and you're busy. But are you actually achieving what you need to achieve? So it's all about working smart. And, you know, how many times you've probably heard that before. I'm not, at this moment in time, a believer of time freedom. I don't know if we will ever get to that point. I love, and it is my goal, to have time freedom. But I also have to be very realistic. I have the personality and I have ADHD. So the personality, sorry, of somebody who likes to be busy. So when I look back and I think about my two maternity leaves, I had the opportunity right there to relax. Did I? No. I wanted to achieve things. I wanted to do things. I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to keep working towards things. I saw it as my opportunity of time to actually work in my business rather than on my business. So I don't know if I'll ever get to that point of time freedom because of that factor. And I think that's so important to realize, like, the reality, it's like the grass is always greener phrase, you know, in relationships and things like that. Is the reality actually going to be the reality that you think in your head? Because our expectations can be very different from what realistically may happen. So you can always trial yourself and say, I'm going to take a week or two holiday and I'm just going to literally pretend that I've actually made it in life and I've got all the money in the bank in the world. And what do I do now with my time for those 2 weeks? And see what you actually do. For me, I get a bit of anxiety in my stomach if I sit still. I don't know what it is, but even in the bath, I'm like watching something, learning about something, but I enjoy it so much. I'm so passionate about going on my little journeys, enhancing my knowledge, finding out weird and wonderful things, being curious. That is something that really, really has helped me. But I just have had to, over the past few years, channel it in and focus on what it is that I need to do. So no matter how busy you are, no matter if you're running multiple jobs, because I know what it's like running. You know, I'm a shareholder of one company, I'm a shareholder of another. We're trying to move the dial on both. I've got my own company that I'm growing. I'm working on clients' projects. I've got a house renovation. I've got two dogs. I've got two toddlers. And I've got everything else that comes after that, just life in general. And the only way that I'm able to strategically move forward and focus and achieve those milestones is by having something that gives me complete clarity on what it is I'm working on today. So you can be as busy as you like, but you need to have focus. And it's only when you have that real focus, and that's where OKR framework comes in, is that I believe you'll be successful. But I don't want anybody here to give up hope, because I hear all the time, oh, I can't do that. You know, I'm a single mum with kids, or I can't do that because I'm going through a really bad time at the moment. My boyfriend's got this and that and the other. Do you know what? When you ever have any negative energy, so any negative scenarios that go on in my life, I channel that negative energy into work, and I've learned how to do that. And I've actually made it work to my advantage. Some people would like to probably just bury their heads under the covers. Some people like to go to the gym. For me, I like to work. It takes my mind off it. It gives me a sense of satisfaction. It gives me focus. And it's probably something that I learned to do quite some time ago when I was in a really bad relationship. And I didn't want to be there. So my way of getting out of there. I couldn't physically get out of it straight away. You know, I needed to work on myself. So what I did is I focused my energy on work. I'd work till 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I'd get up and I'd work and I'd start networking, and it became a passion to learn more, a passion to do more. And then, of course, you know, eventually one day you come out of that situation and that habit then has sustained itself, and it continues now time after time after time. And it's a great thing for me to be able to do. So if you feel like you don't have enough hours in the day, you just need OKRs. It's as simple as that. And if you also feel like you're busy, you're not, you just haven't prioritized. So I really hope my waffle has been of some benefit today and that you can push forward in 2024 with some amazing goals and visions that you're actually going to hit.